Today's share in the Der Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Dalid Omud Aleph. We are on the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem are going to be finishing up Simen Tuf Lamed Beis and starting Tuf Lamed Gimel. So we finish up Tuf Lamed Beis with Sif Beis on the second line. The Mechaber begins, Bevracha Achas Yochel Livdok Kamabotim. We've been discussing in this Simen the Alochos of the Bracha of Bedikas Chametz, and the Mechaber now tells us, this is brought down in the name of the tour, that a person is allowed to make one Bracha, and with that one Bracha, Biyotze, doing the Bedika on several houses. You don't need to make a separate Bracha on each house. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Zayin, V'ha'alicha mi'bayis l'bayis lo havi hefsik. And you might have thought that the traveling from one house to the other house would be a hefsik. It's not. He does tell us, however, Ayin l'chayyad, v'shekosav, d'imbotko beso v'chanuso, if he's checking his house and his store, v'hachanusu b'chotzer acheretz, and the store is in a different courtyard, then tzarech lachzer ulevarach. In that situation, he does have to make a new bracha. And the Shaar HaTzion in Osei, the Chofetz Chaim brings down the reasoning behind this from the Pri Chodosh, d'halicha kozo hevi hefsik. That type of a travel, going from his house courtyard to the store's courtyard, is considered a hefsek. The issue footnote number 9 brings down from further from the Pri Chodosh, Shedin Zed Dome Lamasha Kozov HaShulchan Aruch. This is similar to what the Shulchan Aruch has already taught us regarding a talis katan in Siv Ches, where if a person puts on his talis katan in his house and makes a bracha on it, our minhag is again for those who wear a talis gadol, that they don't make a separate bracha offered on the talis katan, they just make it on the talis gadol in shul, and then have in mind to be motzi their talis katan obligation. But for those that make a bracha on the talis katan at home, tzarech lachzul levarach beveis haknesses kishimis atit betalis gadol. They have to go make a new bracha on the talis gadol. Why couldn't the bracha on the talis katan also cover the talis gadol? Mishum shahalicha mibeis. Because the Pri Chodesh says that would be considered a hefsek. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Chayyadim disagrees. He's choshesh l'das hasovrim she'ein tzarech lachzul levarach al talis gadol. There is an opinion that says you do not have to make another bracha on the talis gadol. It's not considered a hefsek. And therefore, in regards to if you make a shahakol in this house and then you go to somebody else's house, you have to make another shahakol in general, that's a birchas hananin, it is considered a hefsek. In regards to birchas hamitzvahs, it's not considered a hefsek, according to the Chayyadim and other poskim. How do we resolve this machlokas? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Omnam, motzasi b'chok Yaakov, u'b'mamar Mordechai, shedaitam dekulu chodo mitzvahi. They bottom line hold that it is considered the same mitzvah in your house and in other houses, and therefore, shemuchuyav leilech livdo kol ha'makomus sheyesh b'em chometz. You have an obligation to go and search out the chometz in all of your places, being shayach loma adalicha v'hefzik was there. And therefore, it's not considered a hefzik going from one house that you own to a store or to another house that you own. The issue footnote number 10 adds on to this from the Chok Yosef in the Maimon Mordechai, and he says that the chilik over here is between difference between walking to a shul with your talis katan, that's considered a hefsek, as opposed to over here going from one house to another house, it's not considered a hefsek. And the reason is because the talis katan and talis gadol are two separate items that require each to have a bracha made on them. As opposed to your house, you have the chiyuv bedika, not the house, and therefore it's one chiyuv of bedika. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im bala bayis rotzi, if the owner over here wishes to, he can make the bracha yamid b'vnei beiso etzlo b'shoa shu mevarach. When he makes the bracha, I have his whole household around him, as we see in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches, v'hu adin acher she'eno b'nei beiso. It's not just his children that this works for anybody else. El adibur behover. He just spoke about the common case scenario that mistama, if you're making the bracha, would be for other people in your house and not for your next door neighbor, but it would work for your next door neighbor as well. And this is Ukadisa Bishas, the Ishbakom Mushasoch Limdok. The Gemara brings down, sometimes they would hire people to go do the Bedika. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that you should try to help there in the Bedika, even if you're hiring somebody or somebody else is doing it, because of the concept of Mitzvah Bo, Yosim Mishlucho. It's better that you perform the Mitzvah rather than your Shaliach. The Mechaber continues, we come back to the Mishnah Berurah over here. So when you do this, that you're making the bracha and the rest of your household or a neighbor is nearby listening and is yosi with your bracha, then afterwards, v'yispazu livdok ish ish bimkomo. Then everybody can be relying upon that bracha that the Balabais made and can go do their bedikas that they're assigned to do, each person in his place, al smach bracha sheberach Balabais, and rely upon the bracha that the Balabais made. They don't have to each make their own separate bracha. The issue footnote number 11 talks about the concept of mitzvah bo yosef mishlucho. So how come that shouldn't apply for the entire bedika? Why do we say you should do an assist? So the Prima Gadim brings down, if you do part of it, then we don't consider the rest of it as being not, so to say, done by you, and we don't apply mitzvah Yosef Obishlucho. However, that's the opinion of the Prima Gadim. The Shulchan Aruch Rav disagrees, and he writes, Nochan Adov Shivdoku Atzel es Kol HaBayis. It's preferable that you do the whole thing yourself, if you're physically able to do so, because of the concept of mitzvah bo Yosef Obishlucho. It applies over here as well. Finally, he brings that from the Shaar Tzion. He's not sure what happens if it would be better to do the mitzvah yourself, but it's going to take away from learning. And you could hire somebody else who wouldn't be learning, and therefore you would be able to do your learning. He's mistopping. Whether in that situation we'd also apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosef mishlucho, because it would come at the expense of your learning. Now we go back to the point we left off in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Ches. He writes, Hinei midino yochel lismoch bebedika afilu al noshim yavodim. The halacha allows you over here to have a woman or an eved do the bedika on your behalf, because as the Shaar Tzion points out in Oz Vav, this is only a mitzvah derabbanon, and they can do it for you. Himnu rabbanon b'derabbanon. The rabbi is allowed midirabbanon this mitzvah to be performed via a woman or an eved. However, below al shivcho nachri shalonu, but not via a non-Jewish maidservant or a helper that you have, a cleaning lady, to do the bedika for you. Or kitanim, or younger children that wouldn't fully understand. The Mishnah Berurah says, ideally, it should be done by men above the age of 13 that are free men. They should be fully fledged gedolim in halacha, who are obligated in the mitzvah, because it's very difficult to do a bedika properly, and hopefully these people, who are men above the age of 13, will understand the halachic need to do the bedika, and why, well, just say bittul, and everything would be fine, why that's not correct. And therefore, if you don't have men above the age of 13 doing this, somebody else who doesn't fully understand the din might not do the bedika well. I should point out that, in general, we do have a number of situations like this, such as by Sfiras Omer, where the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is that a woman should not do something because in those days the women might not have been as careful or medaktik in the performance of the mitzvos, and in more contemporary times, great contemporary poskim, have said that the circumstances, the mitzias, has changed, and therefore there would be absolutely nothing wrong in them performing the mitzvah of, for example, counting Sfiras Omer with the bracha, or in this situation, doing bedikas chametz, if they're, of course, knowledgeable and willing and able to participate and fully understand what they're doing. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Tes tells us that the people of the household, if they want to be yotzei with the bracha, they should, of course, listen to it. Kidei sheyetzu b'brachaso, and when they hear the whole bracha, v'yanu amen al-brachaso, and they answer amen to it, this way they fulfill the obligation that they would have had to make a bracha when they go do the bedikas chametz in the houses or places that they're going to go and do it. And they're yotzei with that bracha, Sifkot Yud, v'yam ha-balabayis eino bo de klal, u'metzav li'ach livdok, if the balabayis is just making the bracha, and then he's sending out all of his minions to go and do the bedika, then it's more proper. Also, achim mevarach, the other person should make the bracha and not the balabais in that situation, because davi kishlucho gam le'inyan bracha, because he's sending them to be his shaliach, and he should also send them to be the person who's making the bracha. That's part of the shlichus, as we can see in Dirshu footnote number 13. The balabais atzmo lo yocho levarach. In this situation where he's doing nothing, he can't make the bracha even if he wanted to. And this is the opinion over here of the Derech Achayim. If you appoint somebody to light candles for you, you can't make the bracha. The person who's lighting the candles for you should make the bracha. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down the reasoning behind this is, She'ein mevarchem el al dvarim she'esh b'hem asiya. You make a bracha when you do something. She'ein mevarchem al bitul chametz. We don't make a bracha on the bitul chametz, because that's something that's totally belayed, as we spoke about in a previous shiur. And therefore, if you're sending somebody to do the bedika, if you're not doing anything, you're not assisting at all, then they should make the bracha and not you, because they're doing the ma'aseh bedika and not you. The issue footnote number 40 brings down, from Rosh Shlomo Zalman as well, Shishlichus zu eino shlichus ala bracha b'vnei atzma. When you're asking the shliach to go and do the bedika for you and make the bracha on your behalf, so you're not assigning him to do the bracha. Shein adam yochol limno shliach levarach avur. You can't ask somebody to make the bracha for you. You want to have a glass of soda, so you ask somebody else, please make a shahako when they're not eating anything, and I'll drink. You can't do that. So when you're sending somebody to go do the bedikas chametz for you, part of that is making the bracha, so therefore they can make the bracha on your behalf. Shehol ubedika im bracha meula yosem ubedika below bracha, because making a bedika with a bracha is a higher level than making just the bedika without a bracha, and therefore hashlichus hi lasus es habedika meula yosem. You're doing it in the most optimal way, which includes making the bracha. Now, habodei shelo b'shlichus balabayis, if somebody does a bedika without the permission of the balabayis, or Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says he can't make the bracha. Sha'afu b'shu shayachu b'mitzum yidin arevas, even though you're helping him out because of the concept of arevas, kol yisrael arevas el zeh, nevertheless, how can you say vitzivanu when you aren't mitzuvah to go do the bedika? It's not your house. And the rabbis didn't institute making a bracha in this situation. However, if the Baal HaBayis did appoint you, milvad shehu shayach b'mitzvah midin arevus, hari yuk Baal HaBayis atzmo, v'lechein yochel lomar b'tzivanu. But if he appointed you, so then, in addition to arevus, you're also doing it at his behest, so then you can say, asher tzivanu, asher kesham tzivanu, not a problem. Mishnah Berurah continues Sivkot Yud Aleph, and he says, "V'im lo shamu birchaso." If the people in the Bnei Bayis or the next to the neighbor didn't hear his bracha, lechatchila ein l'shalchum livdok, then they shouldn't go do the bedika. Or mikol mako im kasha lo ligmor habedika biatzma. But if he gets tired in the middle of doing his bedika, yochel levachish lachar sheyisayenu, he can go and ask somebody who wasn't present at the time of the bracha to help finish up the bedika in his house. V'yosa acher, and that other person who's helping him ein otzarch levarch, doesn't have to make a new bracha. Shekol habedika mitzvah achasi, because the entire bedika is one mitzvah. As we spoke out in yesterday's share, you ideally should not talk during the entire bedika. If you did, b'di'evit, it's not a hefsik after you started doing the bedika. But ideally, it's all one bedika. And therefore, ukvar berech habala b'yisla. And since there was a bracha made on it already, therefore you don't have to make a new bracha. The issue footnote number 15 brings down, therefore, if a person appointed several shluchim to go do the bedika for him, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, yochol kol echad mehem levarach liatzo. Each one can make their own bracha. This is different. Ein zedom lebalabayish shabikesh me'acher ligmoras habedika. This is different than somebody being asked to finish up the bedika that you already started. As we just pointed out, there you don't make another bracha. Shekein shabalabayis mevarach chol habracha akol habayis. However, but if you're appointing other shlichim in birchas hashliach echad poteres es bedikas chaveru, here you're asking each one to do it. So he's doing it in his house. He's doing it in his house. He's doing it in that house, and therefore they each have the right to make their own separate bracha. Now we go to a very interesting Ramah. The Ramah says, there's a very common minhag haga, v'noagim lohaniach pesisei chometz b'mokom shiyimtzoeim habodek. There's a very beautiful minhag, we'll see whether it's a chiyav, whether it's not a chiyav, to go put out pieces of bread before you do the bedikas chometz. Why? He brings down from the Mari Brin, shedei shelo yeh b'yirchotzo levatola. So you shouldn't have over here a bracha levatola. If you don't find anything, so then there's a chashash over here that you just made a bracha, al bir chametz, and there was no chametz that you could find. And therefore, it's a chashash that it's a bracha levatola. Therefore, when you place the pieces of bread in the house, you are fulfilling, so to say, al bir chametz. But the Ramah himself brings down, umiyu, im lo nosan lo ikep. He says this is not essential, and if you didn't put out bread, you're allowed to make the bracha, the das kol odam im habracha levayir im nimtza, because the intention of the bracha is, if I find something, then I will burn it. But if I don't find anything, baruch Hashem, it's all clean of chametz, then that doesn't make it a bracha levatala. And he brings us down the name of the kolbo. Now, there's a lot to be said about this. Let's look first in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Beis. He says, "Hainu chametz kosher shelo yisparu." When you put out the pieces of bread, make sure you put out hard pieces of bread that won't crumble and leave a mess, and a mess of chametz. V'gam b'mokom yishumar. And likewise, you should place them in a place where it will be watched, that the little children or mice won't go and run away with it and leave a trail of crumb that you now have to worry about, that there's chametz all over the house. Sivkot Yud Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says about this custom of placing out the pieces of bread. The Ramah brought down the Kolbo that disagreed. So Cholik Hazeh, the Kolbo, disagrees with the opinion of the Mari Brin, and he says the Ein Kan Chashash Brach Levatola. He says, what are you worried about over here? There's no Brach Levatola. The Kenu HaMitzvah Livdo KeChametz. The mitzvah is to check for chametz ulechapis achav shemo yimsa, that maybe you'll find it, not that you definitely will find it. V'lo yimsa ein b'kach klum. And therefore, if you don't find anything, there is absolutely no problem whatsoever. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Taz. V'taz kos avot, da brocha koi ama sheyivayir lemochor, bevadai, ma sheyishai me'achiloso. He says, everybody leaves over some food for breakfast, and therefore, your brocha is really going on the beer that you're going to do tomorrow morning. So therefore, you don't have to put out pieces of bread. Ela, shemayom maskil ayideh b'dika. Today it starts the b'dika. That's when we make the brocha, as we already explained, l'chanal b'simen tof lamed aleph, v'chein eskimu achronim ladina. And many achronim paskim like this, halach l'maisa. And you can see this in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Yud Aleph. He brings it down in the Vilna Gaon, the Chai Odom, and the Chok Yaakov, the name of the Ravid. The Taz says, Yoseh tov l'chadchila shalol l'haniach. And in fact, the Taz in fact goes and says, don't put out the pieces of bread because there's a chance they'll get lost, shemayoved, and then you have a problem. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "Ayin the Chok Yaakov shekosav demikol mokom ein kedai levatol minog shel Yisrael." Don't be so quick to dismiss any minog Yisrael. There's a very common, prevalent custom to do this Don't just stop doing this because you think you know better. And Ayin Shom Shenosan Tomim Leminog, he gives a number of reasons for the Minog, which we'll explore momentarily in Dirshu, footnote number 18. And he says, the Arizal Gamkein Kosav Minog Zed. The Arizal, through Kabbalistic sources, brings down that you should do this. And Bedavko Vishyaniach Asor Psisin, the Minog is to place 10 pieces of bread. As the Taz already pointed out, there's a chance you could lose them. So he says you should be very, very careful not to lose any of the pieces of bread. That's why we said we put out a hard piece that won't crumble. And as we'll see, we put out less than a kezayis. So even if it does get lost, it's not as big a concern. And he says, Ayin in the Shari Tshuva, if you look over here in the Shari Tshuva, Os Zayin, he says, from the Machzik Brocha, in the name of the Shelus Tshuva, Zera Emes, you should put out pieces that are smaller than a kezayis. He further brings down that if somebody is checking over here, doing the bidikas hamis, and he's collecting the pieces of bread that he put out beforehand, and he didn't do the bitul yet, and he sees he's missing one of the pieces, he doesn't have to go back and recheck each one of the places, but he can just do the bitul, and that would be fine. Dirshu footnote number 16 points out that this was not the Chazon Ish's custom. He didn't put out the bread. Dirshu footnote number 17 brings down who should put out the bread. So he brings down an interesting machlokas. The Emek Halacha says that the person who's doing the bedika should not be the one going to look for it, because he says that would be a waste of time. He knows exactly where it is. And therefore, somebody from the house should go and put out the bread. And this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. Mitzaradin yochol abodik lanicham. He says technically the person doing the bedikah could put them out there. Shekena bracha shemavarchem hi ala beer, because as we've already pointed out, it's not really those pieces of bread that the bracha is on, but it's the beer that you're doing the next morning. He says even if you know where they are and you collect them, you technically are allowed to do so. But he says the minhag is that other people put it out, and that's what you should do. Misheino baduk kiroi, and if somebody in fact goes and just looks for the 10 pieces that are put out there. So then he says, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, lo kiyem mitzvah bedikas chametz. That's not doing the mitzvah or berachaso. He brach levatola. That's actually a brach levatola. Then he adds, vabode kodim or liyudal. If somebody does the bedika before the right time, he's going away. So he does the bedika a week before he goes to Eretz Yisrael. So should he or should he not put out pesisim? So the opinion of Dayin Weiss, that's all, Minchas Yitzchak, says you don't put out the bread. He says the whole purpose of putting out the bread is that it shouldn't be a bracha levatala. You're not making a bracha if it's not done on Orlu Yadalit, and therefore no reason to do so. On the other hand, Rashi Zatzal brings down that the Ari says it's a big sod to put out the bread, and therefore we do it even when you're not making a bracha. And he says, likewise, practically, when you put out the pieces of bread, you'll end up doing the bedikah better. The issue footnote number 18 brings down another reason from the Ma'ariv Vayil, and he says, Shem Yivdok Velo Yimotze, if a person does a bedikah and didn't put out any pieces of bread, and therefore he doesn't find anything, Yeshlachu Sheishkach Levatel Asachomitz Bishas Abir. He may forget to do the beer chomitz the next day because he didn't really have any chomitz. He forgot about the breakfast stuff. Ulefikach, therefore, he says, when you put out the pieces of bread, that will be a reminder that you should go do the beer chomitz the following morning. Another reason brought down by the Chok Yaakov, Shem Yivdok Velo Yimotzi Dover. If you do a bedikah and you don't find anything, after a while, you're not going to look so well. And therefore, when you put out these pieces, it will make you do the bedikah on a higher level. Finally, the Chavetz Chaim in Os Yud Beis in the Shaar HaTzion brings down for the Piskei Tshuva in the name of the Hemek Halacha, Hayom Shaminov L'Chabed Ulenakos Habayis Mikol Chashash Chometz Kodem L'El Yadal. We do cleaning from Purim, if not earlier, and the houses are spick and span well before the bedikas chametz. Yesh leminog zeh yisod midina. He says, nevertheless, this minog over here is very important, even more important. And in Dirshu footnote number 19, he brings down from Rav Yashiv, he says, me'ikar adin tzorich laniach psisim. Today especially, you have to put out the pieces of bread over here, bedavka. V'im lo hinicham, ein levarach labdika. And he actually paskins that you shouldn't make a brach if you don't put out the pieces of bread. Shari kodem adika kvar mishashu v'kibdu b'mateya u'bishtit v'es kolam akom asagluyim, because you've already cleaned everything over here. So what's the purpose over here of doing a bedika schamitz with a bracha? And therefore, he says, you should put out the bread specifically. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that chovo levarach gamim lohinicham. Nowadays, even if you cleaned up the whole house, you still have an obligation to make the bracha of bedikas chametz, even if you didn't put out the pieces of bread. We clean so well nowadays, he says, that the inyan of the bedika isn't to go and actually do a bedika hu livchon in ochein nikoy heitev. It's to see how well you cleaned up. And to make sure that no additional chametz was put in after you said this room has been cleaned for Pesach. And therefore, v'abodik bedika zu, kiyem es ha-mitzvah. You have fulfilled doing the mitzvah just by the bedika, gamim mitzofo shel dover ein chametz, even if you didn't find any chametz. With this, we conclude Simon Tof Lamed Beis and today's shir.